Vladimir Ashkenazy and Andre Previn. And you can hear all three symphonic dances in their orchestral colours, played in tomorrow night's prom, live from the Royal Albert Hall, the Philadelphia Orchestra, conducted by Charles Dutoit. 7:30 starting time for that. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 10:15. Well, coming up at 11:45 tonight, Nick Luscombe introduces Late Junction. But now for the second of this evening's proms, we go live to the stage of the Royal Albert Hall here in London.
Good evening. I'm Jez Nelson. Welcome along to this late night prom live on BBC Radio 3. And tonight's concert is a centenary tribute to the great American composer, arranger, bandleader and jazz innovator Stan Kenton. Born in Wichita, Kansas in 1911 and raised in California, Stan formed his first band in 1941. Over the next 3.5 decades, Kenton's orchestras were celebrated, imitated, and often seen as very controversial. Peopled by the big jazz stars of the future, Kenton's big bands toured and recorded relentlessly. The music was always progressive. Stan was a born risk taker. But generations of fans fell in love with the Kenton sound, big, flamboyant, and exciting. Well, tonight, celebrating and recreating that Kenton sound are the players of the BBC Big Band already on stage here at the Royal Albert Hall. They'll be joined later by vocalist Claire Martin. But to kick off tonight's tribute, please welcome to the stage a man who has long been a champion of Stan Kenton's music and indeed once played in his orchestra, the conductor of the BBC Big Band, Jigs Wiggum. Edgar Sampson's Stomping at the Savoy, arranged by Bill Holman, who was a regular arranger for Kenton. And as you heard from that, had a keen sense of fun. Thank you.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you very much. Wonderful. The band. Thank you. It's a great honor and privilege for us to be here, particularly for me to be here and recreate the music of the great Stan Kenton. You first heard, of course, the opening theme, Artist in Rhythm, and after that we played a wonderful Bill Holman arrangement of Stompin' at the Savoy, and just now another Holman arrangement of Limehouse Blues. We are so happy to see you here, and all of those of you at home listening to our program, we hope you're applauding madly as well. So thank you, and we're going to continue now with our wonderful guest soloist, the star, and she is incredible. Please put your hands together for the great Claire Martin.
Kiss me a few. Oh, those guys don't know what they're missing. I've got a lot of living to do, and there's wine just ready for tasting, and there's Cadillacs all shiny and new. Gotta move, 'cause time is a wasting. There's such a lot of living to do. Places to go, people to see, everything for you and me. Lights are all, so go on and play it, and it's all just waiting for you. You're alive, so come on and show it. There's such a lot of living to do. Sizzling steaks already for tasting, and there's jaguars all shiny and new. You gotta move, 'cause time is a wasting, and there's such a lot of living to do. There's music to play, places to go, people to see, everything for you and me. Lights are all, so go on and play it, and it's all just waiting for you. You gotta move, 'cause time is a wasting, and there's such a lot of living. Got a lot of living, oh, such a lot of living to do.
Claire Martin, thank you very much. Claire will be back. She's here sitting to our right on, with her beautiful red dress on. Those of you at home that cannot see it, it's a gorgeous red dress. And you look beautiful in it, my dear. Ooh, ooh. Anyway, we're going to continue now. Continue now and feature Martin Shaw on the trumpet with a beautiful Bill Russo composition written for Connie Condoli. And it's called Portrait of a Count. Martin Shaw on the trumpet.
Thank you.
Trumpet player Martin Shaw taking the lead on that piece, written, as Jig said, for Conti Candoli, one of the many great trumpet players to pass through Stan Kenton's band. That was Portrait of a Count.
Thank you very much. It sure is a thrill to be in such a wonderful, huge jazz club like this. and to be bringing you this terrific music. Now, this is a song all of you will know, all of you will know.
Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Gosh, oh, get up, how'd they get so lit up? Gosh, oh, get it up, how'd they get that size? Cheetahs on. Whoa, it's me. Gotta put my cheetahs on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those creepers? All those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where did you get those eyes? Whoa, it's me. Gotta put my cheetahs on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those creepers? All those weepers, how they hypnotize. Oh, where did you get those eyes?
Stan Kenton's own arrangements of Harry Warren's Jeepers Creepers, originally sung to a racehorse of the same name by Louis Armstrong in the movie Going Places. No horse tonight, but Claire Martin wooing the audience here at the Albert Hall.
So magnificent, or elegant as my old flame. I've met so many men with fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eyes. Some who sent me up to the skies, but their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. Can't even think of his name, but I'll never be the same until I discover what became of my old flame. We'll be right back.
you very much. BBC Big Band. Claire Martin. Thank you. That was an incredible, wonderfully beautiful arrangement written by the great Marty Paich for Stan back in the early 60s. And we're going to continue on with some of the mission that Stan Kenton had in his music was to bring the sounds of classical music of the Philharmonic and Richard Wagner and people like that into jazz. He was the first one to really do it, and he did it so beautifully. And so the next couple of things you're going to hear is one that was written actually by Stan himself. It's called Concerto to End All Concertos. Well, he wasn't quite right with that one there more, but this is it. We'll be doing that one. And after that, a wonderful Bill Holman arrangement of the piece that we used to like to play all the time in the band, and people loved it when I was there in 1963. Would you believe? That was almost 50 years ago. I was 8 years old then. Anyway, this piece is Malaguena, but before that, we'll play Concerto to End All Concertos. Thank you.
Concerto to end all concertos, indeed quite a claim in a venue such as the Royal Albert Hall, and with a short but sweet bass solo there from Jeremy Brown. Now, Stan Kenton had a long and enduring love affair with Latin music, songs, rhythms and arrangements, and we're going to hear some of that hallmark Latin swing now, I think.
Thank you.
the BBC Big Band live from the late night prom at the Royal Albert Hall, playing Malaguena, again arranged by Bill Holman in tribute to Stan Kenton. Now Claire Martin, indeed wearing a beautiful red dress, returns.
Wow. Follow that now. Here's a song that was very, very popular by the great singer Peggy Lee. I'm feeling mighty lonesome, haven't slept a wink. I watch the door and pace the floor, and in between I drink black coffee. Love's a hand-me-down ring. I'm talking to the shadows from 1 o'clock till four. Lord, how slow the moments go when all I do is pour a black coffee. Since the blues caught my eye, Sunday dreams to dry. Now a man is born to go a-loving, while a woman's born to weep and to fret, to stay at home. Well, I'm moaning all the morning, and I'm moaning all the night, and between it's nicotine, not much hard to find black coffee. Feeling low as the ground, it's driving me crazy. Waiting for my baby, he might, maybe, come around. My baby, maybe come around. Just might maybe come around. And now something from one of the great musicians of this era, Billy Strayhorn. One, two, three, four.
when you're not around. Daydream, why do you haunt me so? Deep in a rose of love, the face of my love you show. Daydream, I walk along on air, building a castle for me and my love to share.
Song I know she loves, Billy Strayhorn's Daydream, arranged by Lenny Niehaus, Claire Melton,
BBC. Miss Claire Martin, ladies and gentlemen, Claire Martin. Daydream. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Claire Martin, once again, to Claire Martin. And the BBC Big Band. Thank you very much. You're a wonderful audience, and it's been a great pleasure for us to be here. We're going to slowly wind this concert down, but before we do, we're going to play some music from the great, not the good, the great, the magnificent Johnny Richards, who wrote much music for Stan, and I had the pleasure to play some of his music when I was in the band, and later with Johnny's band in New York. And this is a piece from his suite called The Cuban Fire Suite. And it's just magnificent, exciting. And if you can't sleep tonight, there's a reason for it. This is called El Congo Valiente. Thank you.
Thank you.
unquestionably one of Stan Kenton's greatest musical achievements, the wonderful El Congo Valiente, the Valiant Congo from the Cuban Fire Suite. The BBC Big Band on trumpets, Derek Watkins, Mike Lovett, Brian Rankin, Pat White and Martin Shaw. On horns, Jonathan Barrett, Hugh Seenan. On trombones, Gordon Campbell, Mark Nightingale, Alistair White, Patrick Hartley, John Higginbottom. The tuba was played by Adrian Miotti. On saxes, Howard McGill, Sammy Main, Dave O'Higgins, Martin Williams, and Jay Craig. Robin Askren was at the piano. Guitar was played by Phil Robson. The bass player was Jeremy Brown. On drums, Tom Gordon. And on vibes and percussion, Anthony Kerr and Hugh Wilkinson. A fantastic reaction from the crowd here at the Royal Albert Hall. Some people even jitterbugging up in the boxes as Jigs Wiggum wanders around the stage and gives some well-deserved applause to the various members of the BBC Big Band. Now bringing the band to their feet, the audience as well. If you enjoyed what you've heard tonight and you live in the Manchester area, you might like to see the BBC Big Band in person as they perform another tribute concert to Stan Kenton. That's at the Royal Northern College of Music Theatre on the 18th of October. Another chance to hear the BBC Big Band playing the music of Stan Kenton in this his centenary year. Now Jigs Wiggum coming back to the stage, this time carrying his trombone. With him comes Kerr Martin.
Icy fingers up and down my spine. That same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. That same old tingle that I feel inside. And when that elevator starts its ride, darling, down and down I go. Round and round and round I go. Like a leaf that's caught in the tide. Well, I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name and I'm a flame. Only a kiss can put out the fire. Cause you are the lover I've been waiting for. You're the day that fate had me created for. Every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go. Round and round and round and round I go. I do. I'm love the spin that I'm in. I'm under the low black magical love. Stay away. darling, down, down, down I go, round and round and round I go. I'm in a spin, love is a spin that I'm in. I'm a deal, like magic cola.
Stan Kenton loved great female vocalists. I'm sure he would have enjoyed hearing that. Claire Martin, that old black magic.
Thank you very, very, very much. You're wonderful. The music of Stan Kenton. Thank you.
Finishing as they started with Stan Kenton's signature tune, Artistry in Rhythm. And I'm sure that Stan would have been very proud to have heard his music played once again at the Royal Albert Hall, a venue his orchestra's played at on several occasions, dating all the way back to 1956. Jigs Wigham conducting the BBC Big Band here, live from the Royal Albert Hall. Well, tomorrow night's prom is surely one of the highlights of the season, the eagerly awaited visit of the Philadelphia Orchestra and conductor Charles Dutoit, who performs Sibelius, Rachmaninoff and Ravel, as well as the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto with soloist Janine Jansen. You can hear it here on Radio 3 at 7:30 p.m. But now it's time for me to wish you a good night here from the Royal Albert Hall and hand you back to Jonathan Swain in Broadcasting House.
Jez, thank you very much. Jez Nelson there at the Royal Albert Hall. Well, in a little over a quarter of an hour tonight, Late Junction, Nick Luscombe's selection includes Ivory Coast singer Fatuma Diawara, a 1975 recording by krautrock pioneers Can, and music by Little Dragon as interpreted by jazz pianist Robert Mitchell. That's Late Junction at 11:45 this evening here on BBC Radio 3.
Among ladies is a most dreadful thing.
Sunday Night Shakespeare in Drama on Three with Roger Allam, Leslie Sharp and Toby Stevens.
I know a bank where the wild thyme blows, where ox lips and the nodding violet grows, quite o'ercanopied with luscious woodbine, with sweet musk roses and with eglantine.
A special performance of A Midsummer Night's Dream, recorded deep in the heart of a wood one midsummer night.
What angel wakes me from my flowery bed?
Quarrelling fairies stand nature on its head, play havoc with young love, and mix mortals with magic.
My Oberon.
A unique performance of A Midsummer Night's Dream, Drama on Three, Sunday night at 8 o'clock on BBC Radio 3.
As for the here and now, we go back to Rachmaninoff, a selection of his Etude Tableau, Opus 39, opening with number 1 in C minor. The pianist is Vladimir Ashkenazy.
Thank you.
3 of Rachmaninoff's Etude Tableau, Opus 39, number 1 in C minor, number 2 in A minor, and number 7 again in C minor. The pianist was Vladimir Ashkenazy.
It's your call. After the proms, Radio 3 Breakfast will be waking you up at the earlier time of 6:30. And every day, we'll be asking for your choice of music in our new feature, Your Call. It's your chance to tell us about a particular piece of music and what it means to you. You'll have the chance to hear your piece played and to appear live on Breakfast. To take part, email us at 3breakfast@bbc.co.uk, write to Radio 3 Breakfast, Broadcasting House, London W1A 1AA, or get in touch via the Radio 3 Facebook page.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio. You can also listen to us live online. It's 14 minutes to midnight, and now Late Junction, tonight presented by Nick Luscombe.
The Oxford Creek men met the Middleton Iron Hordes. They will fight now till no one is standing. As the new moon rose and the spring tide filled the reed beds down by Snape Old Works, a battle was joined. The Creek men landed on the dry, cold shore as an iron eagle fell from the grey stone sky, ripping with claws sharpened by files. Mud from the creek, dew from the delta, dripped down the carcass as the army approached. Swung were the axes and spears that were thrown, welded heads sunk beneath three water waves, and there were the Creek men, surrounded and bloodied by an army of metal, some now on their sides. There can be no mercy, the general screamed louder, yet none was ever asked, and a reply that was drawn lay now in the general as he fell from his ride. We come from the mud, Creek men smiled, always to come. Yet the metal men had the numbers that day and buried them there. It was no different. The mud remained, but the forms were gone. Always to come back, the Creek men sung, from below the spring tide. Always to come back, we come from the mud, the Creek men smiled.
That's brand new from Rob Gallagher, otherwise known as Earl Zinger. That track, part of a musical project inspired by historical events in Suffolk called Under an East Coast Moon. And that track was Creek Men. And welcome to Late Junction with me, Nick Luscombe. If you tuned in to the programme last week, you would have heard a track from the new Little Dragon album called Ritual Union. And a sure sign, I think, that a musician or band is really getting it right is when another artist covers their work. In this case, Little Dragon's Twice, reinterpreted by Robert Mitchell's trio.
Thank you.
Stuart McCallum, best known for his work with the Cinematic Orchestra and about to release a solo album distilled from it. That was Part 3. And music now from Fatuma Diawara. This is Bacanova.
You want me to be, so let's play hide and seek. So what you thinking now? Is this based on what you found? So let's play hide and seek. What did you learn? And did you realize that when you analyze, if I want to lie, I'll hide it deep inside. So let's play hide and seek. Now it's my turn. What will you hide from me? What do you want me to see? So let's play hide and seek. Must our love depend on this game that never ends?
from Cornwall. That's Minko with Lemon Psyche. And before that, the title sequence featuring producer Nick Crofts and London-based alt folk performer Katie Carr. That track, Hide and Seek. And I've been digging back into my really very disorganised record collection over the past few weeks and rediscovered this excellent release from 2006 by Sweden's Sick Oaks from the album Seawoods, a track called Driftwood.
Thank you.
One half of the now disbanded DJ production duo Wignomi Brothers, whose music I really love playing still in DJ sets. That's Robug Rumour taking a new direction with his album Thoravuk. The closing track, Ender. And another release from earlier this year that's really worth exploring is a compilation of super rare 70s psych and cosmic sounds called After the Void. From it, this is Omar Khorshid and Solin Zara.
you.